I suppose there's not a person out there that hasn't been touched by sadness and grief and bereavement. And certainly this week, a lot of people around Ireland and beyond were very touched, very saddened, indeed heartbroken by the announcement of the very sad and untimely passing of Annie MacDonald, a mother, a friend, a model, and an ambassador for Autism Ireland. And I fondly remember talking to Samantha Judge last year about Autism Ireland and their Blue Nose Day campaign. And I had been planning to have Ali on this year to talk about it as well. But I'm delighted to pay tribute to Ali and to remember her. I'm delighted to be joined on the show now by Samantha Judge. Samantha, good evening.
Good evening, Dara. Thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure, actually, to be able to talk and to pay tribute to Ali. We're all still very shocked and very saddened here in Autism Ireland. It's good to be able to remember her and speak about how passionate she was in the work that she carried out for Autism Ireland.
It is indeed. And I suppose, look, there's a lot of families out there that live with autism in their family, but they may not have had the same courage to come forward and to speak. But Ali, coming from her platform, has been well known as a model. She was only too delighted to get involved with Autism Ireland to, you know, raise the bar again and raise the awareness and talk about how it was affecting her family.
Absolutely. Ali did absolutely amazing work over the last number of years just in raising autism awareness in general. She obviously partnered a lot with us here at Autism Ireland, but just she was absolutely on board 100%, an amazing and dedicated mother of a young child with autism, and then since then more recently two children on the spectrum. She just put it everything she had into it. She was so passionate and dedicated. She was always, I've said this already earlier on in the week, she was always on hand. I mean, nothing was, a problem for Ali. We could call on her, whatever programs we were running, if we were doing an awareness piece anywhere, several, you know, sites around the country. Ali was such a dedicated ambassador and just a beautiful person and always willing to accommodate in any way she could.
The first time I met Ali was actually at a charity event quite a number of years ago now on Dawson Street. I believe it was for acquired brain injury. And then she was at another event for the ISPCC. She was just always giving of herself. And, you know, there are some people out there that they wouldn't leave an impact on you. But when you met Ali and you saw that beautiful smile, you knew you were in the presence of somebody who was really genuine.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had the absolute pleasure of getting to know Ali quite well over the last year. Our two little guys kind of hit it off, and we're our friends, Harry and Evan. And we had some lovely time together. I mean, there was the work stuff, but there was also some time that we had together. And presence would definitely be a word that I would use to describe Ali. A presence that was felt by everyone when she walked into a room, but a presence that she used to work so tirelessly in a dedicated way with, you know, in any way she could to help all those around her. And I think, you know, a lot of Ali's friends and family would speak about beyond even the her dedication to raising autism awareness and working with Autism Ireland, just in general as an all-round friend, mother, sister, daughter. She had a really, really caring nature, a beautiful soul.
And that's the feedback I'm getting from so many people, you know, that have been dealing with their own issues, you know, with it, health or whatever. And she's always been there to lift their spirits. But I've one resounding memory of Ali, and that was when she was preparing to do the parachute jump.
Right.
And she was on to me saying, you know, Dara, you should do the parachute jump as well. I said, Ali, they don't have a parachute strong enough or big enough to hold me.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was all full of beans about the parachute jump. And then the night before, she was afraid of her life.
Yeah. You see, that would be Ali too.
But she went through and did it. And she even managed to have a smile when she was jumping out of the plane.
Ali always had a smile. And that is just such a lovely story and such a testament to the woman that Ali was, so spectacular in so many ways, that so fearless and such a warrior. And she did actually go around and, you know, twist many arms and encourage people to do that skydive on behalf of Autism Ireland. And so like her to, you know, encourage everybody else and really secretly have that fear herself, but still go ahead and take the challenge and go for it anyway. So that's, and it's a lovely story to hear. So thanks for sharing that with me.
And I would also share, and this is a moment I'll never forget, it's a text message I will never delete from my phone. When I went through a health issue myself and I was diagnosed with MS just over 2 years ago, one of the first messages I got was from Ali, yeah, and a big smiley face. You'll get through this, love. And I know, talking to another friend, Lisa Burgess over in Spain, who's going through her own issues with cancer,
yeah,
Ali was there for her as well. She was there for everybody.
Yeah.
And now there's a void, you know, it's horrible. And I'm thinking of Alex and Sarah and Harry and Sienna, her children and her mother and her family and her friends. They just feel lost. And I'm sure it's the same for yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just for me, I suppose, and I can speak on other staff here at Autism Ireland. It's just this kind of feeling of why, you know, it seems so senseless. And to have such a beautiful, personable, and beautiful woman, she's just gone, you know. So we're still fairly shocked and deeply saddened and grieving here. So yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. The one question that everybody will ask is why. Mm-hmm. But I suppose now is not the time for trying to find the answers. Now is the time to be, you know, supporting each other. And
yeah,
I'm conscious, having spoken to many of Ali's friends over the last number of days, they're very heartbroken, they're very down, they're very low. But what we've got to do is try and lift each other's spirits and carry on the great memories and the great work that and the spirit that Ali had and shared with us. We got to keep that going for her.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% right, Dara. I mean, she's so deserving of that legacy to be carried on. I saw that some of her friends are talking about doing a memorial and whatever, and you know, we've kind of been thinking about something that we might do here as well to commemorate all the amazing work that she's done for Autism Ireland. So it's still very early days, she was just the void is probably a really good word that you've used, and it's, you know, everybody's feeling it right now, but she deserves to be remembered as an absolutely beautiful woman that she was. As I keep saying, inside and out.
Well, Samantha, look, I know you're pressed for time and you're heading back to the big smoke, but I know you wanted to share this moment and I'm very, very grateful to you. I will have you on again later in the year when we come towards World Autism Day and Blue Nose Day and everything that goes with it. But
thanks
for now,
thanks
to you and to everybody in Autism Ireland. Look, my heart and my prayers are with you, and thank you for joining us and thank you for sharing that tribute.
Thank you, Dara.